In a busy world, 5 minutes can help you focus on a few kingdom priorities. Today, we'll take a look at what's happening in Ukraine and Libya. We'll also celebrate a landmark and challenge you to try something out of your comfort zone. I'm Greg Yoder, and this is Mission Network News, service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Imagine 50-year-olds being recruited to serve in the Army. Well, that's what's happening in Ukraine, even though a ceasefire continues with Russia. Skirmishes in the east are claiming more victims. Well, that violence means more refugees. Mission Eurasia's Paul Tukarchuk is in Zaporozhye.
Zaporozhye is the closest city to the war zone, and there are up to 50,000 internally displaced in the Zaporozhye city only.
How are evangelical Christians responding?
Evangelical Protestant churches, the church is very active, doing ministry, helping refugees to feed and get some clothes for refugees, new refugees who came. So church is doing very good, and many people who are coming to Christ. Church is growing.
Tukarchuk says he's preaching a message of reconciliation. Mission Eurasia's iCare program provides aid and God's Word. Support him ASAP through missionnews.org. While the conflict isn't as bad in Ukraine, the violence continues with the Islamic State. IS already has a history of kidnapping, so it's no surprise that they've added 3 more Christian men to their hostage pool. Open Doors USA says ISIS posted their pictures to social media but didn't say why they're using them as hostages. It wouldn't be the first time. ISIS is known for using Christians as examples, human shields, and collateral. Check out missionnews.org to hear the rest of the story and continue to pray that God will work in these terrorists' hearts. This is Mission Network News. As ISIS dominates global headlines, Planned Parenthood is back in the U.S. spotlight. The nation's largest abortion provider is telling investigators that the Center for Medical Progress, a pro-life group releasing undercover videos of Planned Parenthood, likely has months of footage. As the debate over unborn lives continue, your prayers are needed. Pray that it will lead to conversations about Jesus Christ, the one who died to save every life for eternity. Well, just as life is important, so is every commitment. For a quarter century, Global Advance is committed to raising up indigenous Great Commission leaders. Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley says they're gathering some of those leaders this fall to celebrate 25 years of ministry and collaborate for 25 more.
Ways that we can make pivots and improvements on how we bring leadership training into the nations and the needs and aspects from the different regions of the world. And they're going to have a lot of opportunity to speak into that process.
Since its founding, Global Advance has helped train and encourage over 500,000 pastors in 94 nations. Techniques have changed in the past 25 years, but one constant remains.
Pastors still are very discouraged in developing countries, and they need a lot of training and support and vision to carry out the task of fulfilling the Great Commission.
Will you keep them in your prayers? And one of our student writers is in the field this week. Cornerstone University journalism major Reagan Jose is helping lead a team of high school students from his home church in Michigan to work in inner city Philadelphia. Partnering with the ministry Vision for Youth, he says,
the main goal is kind of building relationships, but we are trying to find ways to specifically share the gospel with them.
That can be a little bit scary, but it's also why they took the E3 Partners EvangiCube with them.
It's an easy way to kind of break the ice with kids. Like if you just pull one of those out, kids will come over and they ask, oh, what is that? And then it gives us a chance to say, oh, this is an EvangiCube. It's the story of Jesus.
Specifically, an EvangiCube is a 7-picture cube that unfolds the gospel of Jesus Christ, the answer to life's greatest puzzle. At missionnews.org, will provide the link so you can get your own EvangiCube. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a tool to help you pray for our world a little bit more effectively, get our e-news delivered to you every morning. Sign up. It's free. Go to missionnews.org. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.